In an era where financial institutions and markets shape economies worldwide, one text explores their profound impact with clarity and insight. This incisive critique uncovers a finance sector that, rather than serving the businesses, households, and individuals it should, often appears to serve its own ends. Financialization of the economy. Consider the growing dominance of financial motives and practices in your industry. You see it in the swelling complexity of financial products, in the elaborate chains of intermediation, in the increasing emphasis on shareholder value over customer service. This is financialization, and it's reshaping the economic landscape, often in ways that serve the financial industry more than they serve you and your customers. As you navigate this shift, you need to recognize its pitfalls. Financialization can lead to opacity, to a disconnect between financial activities and real economic needs. Instead of getting caught up in the pursuit of short-term financial gains, your challenge is to keep sight of the real economy, of the tangible goods and services that meet customer needs. Align your operations and strategies with these real economic activities. Simplify where you can. Build trust, value transparency, and resist the allure of financial complexity for its own sake. The path to long-term success in a financialized economy doesn't lie in becoming more like a financial institution, but in remaining grounded in the real economy, serving your customers and stakeholders effectively and ethically. Dysfunction of the finance sector. In your interactions with the financial sector, you might have noticed a growing trend of self-serving practices. Rather than focusing on supporting the broader economy, the sector often prioritizes its own profits. The outcome? A disconnect, a dysfunction that often serves the industry more than its customers. In light of this, how can you ensure your organization remains customer-focused and values-driven? First, aim for transparency in all dealings with the financial sector. Demand clarity around fees, charges, and the true cost of financial products and services. Secondly, simplify your financial dealings where possible. Overly complex financial products might seem attractive, but they often hide costs and risks. Lastly, make trust your currency. Build it meticulously with your stakeholders and expect it from your financial service providers. Maintain an open dialogue with your customers and engage them in your business's financial decisions. In doing so, you navigate the dysfunction of the financial sector and build a resilient, value-driven organization. Complexity of financial products. You've likely encountered the dizzying complexity of financial products in the market. They can seem alluring with promises of high returns and intricate risk management. However, this complexity often masks real costs and risks, making it challenging to make informed decisions. To navigate this complexity, a couple of practical steps could help. First, focus on understanding the core mechanics of these products. Don't get swayed by jargon or sales pitches. Ask for clear explanations and consider seeking independent advice. Second, consider the alignment of these products with your needs. Do they genuinely serve a useful purpose for you, or are they just cleverly packaged to seem beneficial? Lastly, adopt a mindset of simplicity. Often, simple investment and finance strategies can serve you better in the long run. They allow you to stay in control and to better align your financial decisions with your values and objectives. By cutting through the complexity, you can make financial choices that truly serve your needs and the needs of your stakeholders. Intermediation chain. You may notice an increasing chain of intermediaries in your financial transactions. Each link adds a layer of complexity and a slice of cost, often without adding value. This intermediation chain can make it hard for you to see where your money goes and what value you're getting in return. What can you do? Keep sight of the end-to-end process. Question each intermediary about their role, cost, and value addition. Advocate for simplification and transparency. Explore opportunities to streamline the chain. Keep in mind, you're not just a customer in the financial industry, but a vital participant. By critically examining the intermediation chain, you can make more informed decisions and better align your financial activities with your objectives. Importance of trust. Trust is like a currency in the financial world. When it's abundant, transactions flow smoothly, relationships prosper, and businesses thrive. But when it diminishes, the impact is often far-reaching and damaging. You've likely seen this dynamic at play and felt its impact. So how can you safeguard and foster trust? Start by consistently delivering on your promises. Don't just meet your obligations, strive to exceed them. Make transparency a pillar of your operations. Be open about your practices, intentions, and challenges. It might feel risky, but it often pays off in the form of trust. Treat your stakeholders with respect, showing them you value not just their business, but them as individuals. By prioritizing trust, you create an environment where relationships and transactions are based on confidence, mutual respect, and shared value. Regulation. You've probably heard calls for more stringent regulation in the financial sector. But it's worth remembering that rules alone don't guarantee ethical conduct or economic stability. Often, they create a box-ticking mentality, where compliance is about avoiding penalties rather than promoting good practice. So what can you do in the face of these realities? Embrace the spirit, not just the letter, of regulations. See them as a floor, not a ceiling, for your conduct. Innovate within this framework, always keeping customer interests in focus. Adopt ethical practices as a cornerstone of your business strategy, not just a compliance requirement. This approach not only safeguards you from regulatory risks, but also bolsters trust and reputation, enhancing your business's long-term sustainability and success. Need for simplicity. In your dealings with the financial sector, you might have been baffled by the complexity of products, services, and processes. Complexity can create an illusion of sophistication and value, but it often masks inefficiencies, costs, and risks. More importantly, it can distance you from your customers, stakeholders, and core business needs. To counter this, adopt simplicity as a guiding principle. Ask for clear and concise information about financial products and services. Strip away the jargon and focus on the essentials. What's the real value? What's the cost? What are the risks? Simplify your financial strategies and operations where possible. This makes it easier for you to stay in control, make informed decisions, and communicate transparently with your stakeholders. Moreover, it allows you to align your financial decisions more closely with your broader business goals and values. Remember, simplicity isn't about being simplistic. It's about clarity, transparency, and efficiency, which are essential for success in a complex financial landscape. Risk and stability. When dealing with finances, risk and stability might seem like opposite ends of a spectrum. High-risk pursuits promise substantial rewards, but can threaten stability. Conversely, a focus on stability might lead you to avoid risks and miss out on opportunities. So how do you navigate this dynamic? Begin by understanding the risks involved in your financial activities. Don't just rely on expert opinions or risk ratings. Delve into the underlying factors and mechanisms. Make sure you're comfortable with the risks you're taking on and that they align with your broader objectives. Then turn your attention to stability. Be cautious of over-reliance on financial models that promise stability. They are based on assumptions that may not hold in the real world. Instead, build stability through diversified strategies and prudent reserves. Balance your risk-taking with elements of caution. By managing the interplay of risk and stability, you can create a more resilient financial foundation for your endeavors. Role of financial education. Financial literacy isn't just about understanding numbers. It's about understanding the mechanics of financial markets, products, and systems. Without this knowledge, you're like a traveler without a map in a foreign country. In pursuit of better financial education, start by immersing yourself in the financial world. Read up on financial concepts, trends, and debates. Attend workshops or online courses. Engage with financial professionals, asking them to explain things in plain language. But don't stop at your own education. Encourage your team to become financially literate too. This could mean providing training, sharing resources, or discussing financial topics in team meetings. A financially literate team is more confident, more engaged, and better equipped to contribute to financial decisions and strategies. Just as importantly, it creates an environment where financial transparency and dialogue are the norms, not the exceptions. So don't underestimate the power of financial education. It's an investment that pays dividends in the form of smarter decisions, stronger engagement, and better financial outcomes. Economic inequality. Economic inequality. A phenomenon where wealth and income are unevenly distributed can impact both your organization and the society it operates within. A greater divide in wealth can result in an unstable economy and social unrest. This instability could put your business in a precarious position. To combat this, think about how your organization can help bridge this gap. Are there wage adjustments or profit-sharing models that can be implemented? Can you create opportunities for employee development, thereby fostering upward mobility? Are there corporate social responsibility initiatives that can be undertaken to contribute to the broader community? Also, consider the role your business plays in the economy. What are the products or services you provide, and how do they contribute to economic equity? Make decisions that not only benefit your bottom line, but also promote fairness and equality in your community. Remember, reducing economic inequality isn't just a social obligation. It's an integral part of ensuring long-term economic stability and prosperity for your organization. Conclusion. In this journey through the intricacies of finance, we've examined a series of interrelated concepts. By grounding our decisions in clarity, ethics, and understanding, businesses and individuals alike can foster a healthier financial world, one that serves the real economy and promotes economic justice. Thus, we're not merely passengers in this system. We're drivers steering the course of financial future with our actions and choices.